There's been an undeniable shadow in my life recently, an absence, a missing voice in that chorus that forms the circle of my closest friends. It's a shadow, too, that touches my work, journalism, and sometimes engulfs the mission of truth-telling that journalism at its best can bring. The best I speak of is the work of reporter Maziar Bahari. On June 21st, my friend's wife phoned me from London. She told me Maziar was reporting in Tehran for Newsweek and had been arrested at his mother's home. He'd been covering the big demonstrations that followed the contested June 12th elections. Maziar's arrest might have been foreshadowed, but that doesn't cover the enormity of his arrest. Nor does it cover all the things that happened to those of us who feel the weight and sorrow and anxiety caused by his absence. His wife is Paula Gurley. When Maziar was arrested, she announced she was in the fifth month of her first pregnancy. Instantly, an extra sense of vulnerability crept in. I met Maziar in Tehran in 1996. His worldview is both carefree and full of compassion. I've worked with him often, in Iran, Iraq, the U.S. He isn't the first friend or acquaintance who's been in a dangerous position of detention, but there's never been anybody whose face I can picture so well. The last time I saw Maziar, he was standing in my kitchen, sobbing, undone over the news of his sister's death from cancer. We lit a candle for his sister, and Maziar grabbed his bag and went out for a walk. He never came back. He'd walked to the subway, taken a train to the airport, flown to London, and on to Tehran. The next time I saw Maziar, I was in Boston's airport. There, in a newspaper on a Saturday, was a picture of the previous day's show trials. A quick internet check, and there he was, being made to say lies about his work. He looked haggard, hollow. So what is the face of a captive supposed to look like? What goes on in jail? What lies are forced into the place where truth was? Recently, for the first time, he was able to talk to Paula about the baby due in late October. One phone call. The baby, he said, helps me dream. You're listening to NPR News.